AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
It's a trap.
I'm smart.
Huh? That's a good thing, right?
Take care, honey. Take care, honey.
You are of a darker hue than me.
That's how we roll. That's how we roll.
How dare you? How dare you?
On the line. On the line. On the line. On the line.
The grass is green. The water is blue.
Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, and I'm a horse Monday, full 4 hours. As usual, going into Dodger Talk at 7 p.m. with David Vassay. Starts at 6 a.m. with Dan Patrick, Coward at 9, Rogan and Rodney every weekday at noon, and it comes right here at 3 p.m., halfway through our I'm a Horse Monday.
I'm a horse!
You can podcast all and every show to help keep you safe and quarantined during these troubled times through the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And you can follow us on Twitter at Matt Money Smith on Twitter. Logo Talk, there's a difference of opinion. Logo Talk, and he's not going to give in. Kroenke can't hire a logo maker. What a load of crap.
What's enough with billionaires and their buster-ass logo?
No, it is a buster-ass logo, Matt. It's a bammer-ass low-rent logo, man. It is budget.
Shoo, man.
Budget-ass logo, dog. At Tim Cates on Twitter. At Petros and Money on Twitter, at the old P on Twitter, at Ronnie Fossey on Twitter, at Petros and Money on Instagram. What are you on Instagram, Cates?
I'm not on Instagram.
Yeah, you are.
I am, but I don't know.
Then why do you lie then?
Not like I post a ton of stuff. I'm like a good once a week, maybe.
Yeah, come on, give it up.
At Tim underscore Cates, I think. I don't even know what it is. Or maybe there's underscores at the end.
BS.
I don't know what it is. Hold
okay.
On.
Come
whatever.
On, man.
What a great way to start the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
I don't even know what
gate.
My Instagram is. Just forget it, man. Why don't you get to it? Why don't you do what you want to do because you want to do it?
And now for a segment that I've already lost interest in before this open is finished.
Only Cates cares.
All right, guys. Tom Brady, we know he's a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Do you know how close he was to being a Las Vegas Raider? According to Vic Tafer.
Well, wait a minute. We talked about this last week about how close he was to being a Charger.
According to the Athletic,
the Chargers made a real swing, but
Vic
Tafer,
over the weekend, he put out a story that the Raiders considered Brady, but after watching game film from the last couple of seasons, couldn't bring themselves to offering the 42-year-old a contract. I guess the old saying is right. TDL.
What's TDL?
Tape don't lie.
Tape.
So the last 3 years, that would include a march to the Super Bowl in which the Patriots won the Super Bowl.
Well, just the last couple years. They don't go how long. Was it last year, 2 years, 3 years ago? They don't say how long.
They said they didn't like what they saw on the tape, Matt.
Yeah.
They didn't want to pay him for what they saw on the tape. And when you think about it, he didn't end up. He ended up in a pretty undesirable location as far as we're all concerned. And
I wouldn't want to be in Tampa, that's for sure.
We didn't know what the Chargers offered or how it really went down. I mean, we talked to Trotter about it, but there was a real, and I'm not trying to make excuses for anybody, but there was a real report from Rappaport, and it's right there in the name, Port, that the only offer that Brady got.
I'm sorry, it was right there in the name?
Yeah, so you know. I mean,
it's
when, look,
port.
When your name is Rappaport and you report, you got a leg up on the other guys.
Because it's in your name.
And you know this.
Ah, makes sense. Now.
Right? Yep. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. Hey, did you guys
watch
the...
Well, what I'm saying is, I mean, it's his report was that only one team offered Tom Brady, and that team was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
While that may be his report, I am to be believed, or I am not to be believed. The report is to be believed that the Chargers did offer him more money.
Well, were they
declined.
Were they admired by the tape that they watched as opposed to this report from the Athletic?
Apparently the TDL for them said, hey, give this guy $63 million. Because we think he's going to win a Super Bowl.
Well, the Raiders decided to ultimately go with
everybody's
Marcus
fighting over. Hey, no, we were going to sign him. Oh no, we were going to sign him. Now that he's not here, you can say.
Yeah, now that he's going to the prom with Lucas.
Oh, we're good.
I mean, why is he got
to... We
like,
tried.
Now that he's going to the prom with, like, one of the biggest nerds, everybody's like, well, you know, tape don't lie, hashtag. But I don't get it, Cates. Are the Raiders trying to save face because they brought in Mariota before they even... didn't offer Brady.
No, Brady hadn't even agreed to a deal yet.
Right. Vic Tafer of The Athletic is a guy who's covered the Raiders for a long time. And so he was just
like
pointing
Trotter
out. And maybe is the Raiders after the fact saying, hey, we didn't really want the guy after all. But was he ever going to come to the West Coast anyways? Didn't
no.
we get that report that he didn't want to come out here because his kid?
That's what we were told. Yeah. No.
Well, what the hell then?
I don't know.
Why did we go through all this crap?
Yeah,
why
did
you even tweet that thing where he was walking out of the tunnel or into the tunnel or around the tunnel?
Did you guys watch the Dixie Vodka 150 yesterday at all?
The what?
The Dixie Vodka 150.
Vodka?
It was
in a Dixie cup?
It was NASCAR's iRacing competition, the virtual broadcast on Fox Sports 1. They had 35 NASCAR drivers strapped
like
into 35 simulated rigs.
Was it like the real racing simulator and
yes.
not like that?
Yes.
Not like
Madden. Enduro racer?
No, real simulators.
We're
going to
play OutRun.
It was so cool.
I'd watch that.
Oh, I love that.
It was very realistic. In fact, a lot of people think this may catch on. It's more entertaining and a lot more safer.
Yeah, less
no,
people
it's
die.
Not more safe. NASCAR. That's crazy talk.
At one point, Denny Hamlin.
Electric shock.
I was killed by a flying tire as a spectator.
At one point, Denny Hamlin turned over the car to his daughter because he had to go to the bathroom.
And she won.
She finished second. I was bored.
How much skill do you need to win an iRace in NASCAR?
Not much.
Yesterday, I
beat
started
my kid's ass
reading
in Mario
a book.
Kart.
This isn't a book report time or nor a book series.
Wear it.
I just thought I beat his ass.
I started reading
what
Ned Coletti's
Jigglypuff,
The Big Chair.
What?
I started reading Ned Coletti's book, The Big Chair.
What do you mean, started? You haven't read it yet?
Not cover to cover.
All of us did
whatever,
already. It's required
dude.
Reading.
Really? What was your favorite chapter?
Walk into this, I like the
Jerk.
Thing about McCourt.
Which part?
Love that part.
McCourt's broke.
The
McCourt
fact,
sucks.
No.
Drew McCourt sucks.
No.
No, the Jason Schmidt deal. That was fascinating.
No, didn't really get into that yet. Did get into the fact that Brad Penny. Brad
Jones.
Penny was a bad dude. Nobody liked Brad Penny. And how about this? The Dodgers almost had CC Sabathia in that trade with Casey Blake. But Frank McCourt said, no, I don't want to take on an additional $4 million in CC Sabathia's deal. They almost had him. Ned had a deal in place with Cleveland, and Frank McCourt said no.
That sounds a lot like the tape didn't lie on
How about
Brady.
This, though?
I had a deal for Sabathia.
How about this? In Ned's book, The Big Chair.
And Cheetah.
Ned talks about the 36 hours of negotiation to get the deal as GM. He was like a prisoner of war in a hotel room here in L.A. Frank McCourt turned up the heat in the hotel room. Wouldn't give him food, kept him up late, got him up early, and questioned him for like 6 hours at a time about his philosophies of being a general manager. It's a good book, The Big Chair.
The Big Chair.
By Ned Coletti. And one other thing, I got to give a special shout-out, a real special
Chris
shout-out.
Special shout-out.
To one of my daughter's teachers, Mr. Bake. He's the anatomy teacher for my daughter, Ruby. Big fan of the Petros and Money show. I also found out, because a lot of kids are online studying now.
What do you have to, Mr. Big?
You have to really watch what you say and watch what you wear and watch what you do in the background.
Mr. Bake is a big...
of these online classes.
Sure. Oh, yeah. I walk by with my shirt off for my son's first grade class this morning. But no boxers.
Hey, Dad, everybody can see you. Like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Mr. Bake's a big listener,
Mr.
I understand.
Mr. Bake is a big fan of the Petros and Money show, so shout out to him. Special shout out to Mr. Bake.
Special shout out.
Special shout out to you, Fred.
Chris.
And there you go.
And now for a segment that I've already lost interest
in. Well, we just did
before
it.
This open is finished.
It's
only Cates cares.
And that was the Raiders never wanted Brady in the first place because the tape lied.
TDL, man. Tape don't lie.
Well, the tape didn't lie.
Tape don't
what
lie.
What did they see on the tape from Mariota, by the way?
They saw
wondering.
A great progression from left to right. They saw a guy that can really move in the pocket. They saw a guy that's still got great arm strength.
Saw a guy
no, I'm just saying. I mean, you're probably buying on the... on the come
he is
when it,
considerably
for Mariota.
Younger. They saw a considerably
like,
younger
hey,
guy.
I mean, this guy can maybe be a good reclamation project.
Probably can sell more jerseys than Tom Brady.
So TDL.
Oh, yeah, no question.
Tape don't lie. Yeah, no, a Brady Raider jersey, who would buy that?
No,
after the Tuck rule and all that.
Esports, online, NASCAR iRacing.
Right.
Big yesterday.
And then.
Big.
The daughter won it all.
I couldn't even talk about my Mario Kart race with my son because you had to get in so desperately that you're reading... The Big Chair.
I'm 186 pages in.
I
it's a great book.
Tim.
I actually started texting Ned. I'm like, holy cow, I didn't believe this happened. He's like, one day I'll tell you more about that. It's good stuff.
Be sure to pass it on to your followers.
Brad Penny, complete a-hole. Bad guy.
Oh, he was an animal, all right. There's stories about that.
CC Sabathia almost had him. Frank McCourt didn't want to take on $4 million in additional salary.
Jeter, Sabathia, Posada,
I had them all.
They were even going to throw in Brocious.
All right, we got more great sports talk headed your way. Matt has got to have his say on the logo. A deep dive on the Rams. Shame on you and your stupid logo. God, I mean, it's hard enough right now, right, guy? You screwed it up so bad. You cannot think about you. We are your Nargis Kamali show of record. That's right. Shout out to you, Nargis.
Didn't that get you in a little bit of trouble?
You know, I saw Nargis at the Beach Life Fest. She's like, my husband does not appreciate you talking about me. I said, nobody said anything about you, Nargis. You know, I never had, we're just friends, you know, but you were a big part of my childhood. I took you to the winter formal.
Right.
You know, I knew your sister, Nagin Kamali, your mother's beautiful Persian garment store up on top of the hill. I mean, Nargis.
You're going back up on the hill.
Big part, right on top, too.
But I would think that, you know, once she made you aware that that's fine. I'm just letting you know
appreciate it. Let me tell you this.
You would table it.
Now, I'm not trying to name drop.
Maybe Nagin's fine. You can shout her out.
Well, I wasn't friends with her. I didn't take Nagin to the formal at the Queen Mary. That rotting boat. I took Nargis.
Poor Nargis.
Now, let me tell you something else, Matt. And this, you know, look. Beach Life Fest. I'm not going to try to name drop, but I got to go interview John Popper. I ain't got a lot of time. I don't know what Nargis was talking about. She said something about her husband and something about the radio and something about having terrible fights about. But, you know, I was on the move. I had to go find Popper. He was at the Crown Plaza waiting for the big interview online.
Nargis, do me a favor. Put a pin in that. I'll be back. All right?
Put a pin in that.
I got to go hook up with Popper.
Yeah. And, you know, that Popper interview must have got, like, you know, 75, 50 views.
At least.
So, come on now.
Maybe 30.
I saw you guys were really rocking it, Popper. I see you lost a lot of weight.
What do you mean? What's your secret? Tell the rest of us. We're so interested.
Shout out to Nargis, who I believe resides in Orange County or Manhattan Beach.
Your harmonica vest looks like a skin suit.
Or like you're holding a bunch of bullets.
<There's> that too.
Like human skin?
A little bit, yeah. You know, when you lose a bunch of weight, and he always wore that flesh-colored harmonica vest, and you're like, wow, he got really thin. Is he wearing what is he? Oh,
it is. It makes it more confusing.
Quadruple XL.
Because you know his skin's all hangy and then he looks like he's wearing skin. Yeah, it does make it confusing.
A little bit. Maybe if it were blue or something, you'd be fine. But the fact that it's flesh colored, it's just a little odd.
You know, we all have like weird wish lists during the age of coronavirus. Mine just became a robe of human skin with a belt.
Tie belt.
Oh, yeah.
Not buckled. You know, not an animal.
Damn classy. Come on. Come on, man. Let's do the top story of the day.
Top story of the day.
Well, the top story of the day, the biggest football story in the land. And we discussed uniform expert, the man who has made a career about judging the garments that football, baseball, hockey, and basketball players wear.
Yes.
A centerpiece of the show, Dave Damashek joined us.
The devil's in the details, as he always says. You know, the face mask, the shoelaces.
There's still a chance.
The height of the socks.
You might be able to reconcile this. You never know.
You know, that's what they said after the hat leaked, when Charles Robinson leaked the hat, and people were like, that's not the hat. It's like, you know.
That was on Reddit. See, that's not real.
Speaking of putting a pin in it, feels like Charles kind of nailed it.
So not to get too deep into logo talk or color combo conversation.
What do you want to talk about, Matt?
But I will just quickly, as we do every hour, harken back, because we got to put a thread through it, my man. The big news of the day, not just in Los Angeles, not just for the Rams, but for the entire football world, was a rebranding of sorts by the Los Angeles Rams. They want you to know they're in Los Angeles because they were adamant about putting that letter L and that letter A
is
in their new logo.
Is that why you think that? Is that why you think they want everybody to know that they're in L.A.? Because they're so thirsty, they had to put an L.A. that looked like it sold on the corner of Hollywood and Vine.
It is an odd L.A. font. It is an even otter or more odd, ram horn that grows out of the A in the LA font.
And changes color.
It changes color.
Slowly.
Slowly. It was an odd rollout, I thought. But again, as you mentioned,
this uniform is fire.
I don't quite understand why Kevin Demoff had to lead off while wearing a Johnny O green hooded sweatshirt. I think we all appreciate what the Rams do in the community, what they did after the Borderline shooting, the Thousand Oaks fires. They've been a great part of the community.
The guy's very rich, and he does a great job with public relations. He's building a gigantic stadium. That doesn't change the fact.
It was an odd. I found it to be very odd. I found the rollout to be odd. I found the logo itself to be a bit odd.
Well, it's hard to please everybody, and it's certainly hard to make a logo that everybody is going to celebrate and say that's badass. But this is the other way. This was like, it's also very difficult to piss almost every single person off, which it seems is what they've done with this logo.
I think so. I know I was listening when Kevin joined his friend Fred a little bit earlier today on Fred and Rodney and mentioned that
Have relationships.
Yes, they do. Relationships that get you inside information, and that's fine. But I thought he was being, to some degree, maybe honest in his assessment, which is the most important thing that they heard back was people wanted blue and yellow. They want our colors to go back to being blue and yellow, not blue and gold, not blue and white, not navy and gold and white, but blue and yellow. And that was their number one priority. And okay, you accomplished that. Congratulations. Okay.
That's like saying, like, I wanted to drive to work and not get in an accident.
It's not hard to get that one
right.
It's
like, okay, well, you did. But
they got
but
that one. That one's easy.
Yeah, but you let like a kid with a freaking MacBook do the rest. Okay, great. You didn't screw up the colors. Everybody knew that you needed to go back to the OG
gold,
color.
Yeah, like, because the gold was St. Louis.
Everybody knew that.
That's a no-brainer.
That was already...
It's like the Chargers saying their powder blues are their official uniform. Obviously, that's what you're going to do. That's a no-brainer. Blue and yellow, no-brainer. But hey, judging by what else they did, you never know. You can't take anything for granted. So the fact that they were able to get that out of the way, fine.
It really literally looks like I live in St. Louis and I opened an LA-themed restaurant. And that is the LA that
with the ram horn growing out of the A.
Yeah,
and
that kind of
however,
LA yeah. with a wave or whatever.
It's
what a fat, stupid hayseed thinks that LA is supposed to look like to be cool. That is what it looks like to me. It looks like fake ass LA stuff that you would buy in a fake ass store. It's very sad.
I have told
the
story.
And then the Ram, why they have to turn the face over?
Look, as we discussed earlier, I don't know why they had to steal the Ram heads from the Virgin's Connie Swale before they were going to shove her into that pit of death. But apparently they got their motivation from 1987's Dragnet. I don't know why they felt the need to put that weird LA with the Ram logo. But I think even more than that, and I thought Mike Garofolo, friend of the show, guest of the show, put it best, never did I think that the Fibonacci sequence was going to be mentioned in a uniform reveal.
What is
the golden ratio, the numbers that govern the universe? You take the prior two numbers, add them together, and that's how you get your next number.
Is that like an Illuminati thing?
1, 2, 3, 5.
Is it coding? I don't understand.
Basically, they say that the Fibonacci sequence, and this was in their rollout.
God, this is stupid.
That's what governs nature. That, like, if you look at the head of a cauliflower in super great detail, you will see that same sequence of numbers. It's in our DNA. It's in our...
So why don't I like it? If it was built to work on me as a human...
Like, to me, that's trying too hard, and I've told this story in
the
past.
Do you think? You think it might be trying a little too hard, Matt? A little bit of a stretch?
Think about the Lakers. The Los Angeles Lakers. The brand that is... And I know it was a different time, but when I was doing sports... In the morning at K-Rock, I got an invitation to the Lakers' new uniform rollout, an unveiling. They did it at Nike Town in Beverly Hills. Derek Fisher was there, and he walked out from behind a curtain wearing the new uniform. It's like, here it is. Pretty cool, right? Everybody take your pictures. Derek's going to do a few interviews, and we're going to go home. It's the off season, and everyone's fine with it. Some people like it. Some people don't. We got a different cut. The numbers aren't jumping off the front of the shirt anymore. But, hey, here we go, and go buy them at Nike Town right now. All right. See you later. This, to have Kroenke and some national designer, fashion expert.
Well, head of cauliflower DNA.
Head of cauliflower, the Fibonacci sequence, and this weird, and we've named our own colors.
Here's the thing. If there wasn't
Maybe that's just the world we live in now.
You know what, though?
Maybe it is.
If this wasn't the age of Cornavarius, this would still be the number one story.
Yeah.
Because it's that stupid.
Because free agency was last
week.
Yeah,
and that's over, and this is that stupid. Even if free agency was going. This would be a huge story because it's that dumb. I mean, it's not that hard to screw this up, but they managed to do it. And it's amazing because it's like we said when the hat came out and everybody was like, no, that's not the hat. It's like, well, yeah, it is. And when the hat came out, the exact same thing was said on this show. This is the richest guy. This guy can build his own stadium, dig up Hollywood Park, bury the horses in the lake, build a killer shrimp for Mayor Butts. I mean, this guy can do anything, and he's very wealthy. So's Ballmer. But my God.
How do you fall into these traps?
The Clippers did it, and their terrible-ass uniform, and that guy's richer than God. And the Rams did it, and that guy's richer than God. The Chargers flirted with it with that stupid little LA. But
and quickly ditched it.
They ditched it. And I thought Demoff was going to ditch it.
So did I.
But
that
he
was
did
the only.
It.
That was the only part of the rollout that
it was
I
the
found
DDD.
To be exciting.
Demoff
like,
doubled down.
I was like, you know what? Maybe they do seem like, as you mentioned, when you have that type of money to burn, that it would end up costing
redo
you
it.
Tens of millions of dollars because of the backlash from the Reddit leak, that they'll just redo it and we'll get a super sweet Ram logo, like Eric Dickerson said. That's why would you change one of the most iconic and best logos in the history of football?
Yeah, you have a great
logo. You don't
logo.
Need to. It's what? Already awesome.
It sucked when you did it at St. Louis. Just go back to the old one, and it'll give
everybody
a bone diggity.
Instead, they brought in moral support. The focus groups.
Right.
That was support. The guy from Nike who couldn't take his eyes off it for the last couple weeks, sitting behind his desk.
Yeah.
He just thought it was so beautiful. And then the marketing guys from the Rams. Yeah,
that's what I meant.
The
like,
more and more you do that, the more and more reason flies out the window. The
it
more
is
and more
the
idiots you involve. What if we do this? What if we do it without an open? What
it's
if
the
we
consultant do it to hire a head coach.
Yeah.
Oh, don't blame me. We hired a consulting group, and they were able to dig deeper than we ever could with our limited resources. We had multiple focus groups. Don't ask them. You don't need to ask them.
Dude, it's not all you had
it's
to do.
It's so easy.
Give them the blue and yellow that everybody wants. Go back to the old school Ram head logo.
From the 60s.
Which is fine and
it's
perfect.
Awesome.
And make your throwback the white and blue of the old school teams.
The Deacon Jones Rams. You're good.
Yeah.
You win.
It's over.
Everybody's great.
And you didn't have to pay us millions of dollars to make a public idiot of yourself on a day where sports is dead. But it would
everyone is paying attention.
Still be the number one story, though. Because it's, you know what? Football in L.A. has been awkward. You know, there's no doubt about it. Do they care? No. They're
no.
making money hand over fist, but football in L.A. has been awkward with the Chargers and the Rams, and it has been a gigantic story. It's a huge story when you have a stupid logo with L.A. in it. It's going to be a bigger story because the whole thing has been awkward for the last few years.
And I thought Shaq brought up a good point. He's like, perhaps the most disturbing is the fact there's orange in there. Why is there orange on your Ram horn? Orange should not be one of your colors. You are iconic
blue. What about the sunset,
man? Iconic yellow. You don't need orange. You're trying too hard. And why do you got to make it such a modern night? Why does it have
but
to look like a Ram from the freaking
that's
USFL?
That's in the Tom Thibodeau Nachi sequence, Matt. There's orange.
You got to go orange.
You want to have orange.
Right there on the color wheel.
It makes humans happy.
It is a head scratcher. It really is odd.
They and doubled down on it.
They did. And congratulations on your swooping L.A. Ram following free agency, which is, hey, look, even some of the most ardent Rams supporters have taken the Rams on to some degree with what a disaster free agency has become, where they have downgraded at basically half of their defensive positions. They have no first-round pick for the fifth year in a row. They have not done a new contract with Jalen Ramsey. Todd Gurley's $11 million in dead cap money for this season is a bit of a disaster since Henderson, their first-round, or their whatever,
third round pick from last year, is asked to prove himself after not being able to prove himself last year. The on-field product has a lot of question marks.
Hey, Eric Dickerson was very candid about it on our show, and so was Gary Klein. Ladies say he's fine, saying they have to, quote-unquote, take their medicine. And they're taking it on both sides, Matt.
They certainly are. They certainly are. Now, there is still a chance. This is the second wave of free agency where they can perhaps make an impact like they did with Ndamukong Suh.
Like the Dodgers did with Mookie Betts.
Like the Dodgers did.
You know, we were sitting around going like, hey, man, what's going on? You
Everybody
guys are screwing
was freaking
up.
Exactly. Ndamukong Suh's out there again. He is not under contract with the Bucks. You saw he and Aaron Donald teamed up. And maybe he occupied those double teams, allowed Aaron Donald to get those 21 sacks. Perhaps he's the big name. Maybe there's safety help out there and Von Bell and Eric Reed. There's still some players available for them to maybe come out of this feeling a little bit better than they do right now.
Not with that logo.
The logo remains the same. It was a Demoff double down.
Make sure right when the logo comes
today,
out, you tweet how much you love it.
I want at least three fire emojis, or I'll take a palm tree, a fire, and a mind-blown emoji if you want that combination. Now, you really want to hit the 777 style emoji? I want two palm trees, one fire, and a big grin with the crying eyes. Like, I can't believe how excited I am, how fire this is.
It is. It's LA gear.
Perfect. Yeah, it's LA gear.
And then
they might as well wear catapult cleats out there.
Before you change your outfit to put on your Ram uniform, the jeans you take off are Bongo jeans.
I would quickly point out for those saying, why are you overreacting? Because they teased this for a week.
Yeah, they took the thing down a month. They had the guy take the thing. This was 3 weeks ago
This was a massive marketing push. That's why. And people love uniforms, and we hear it routinely here. Hey, look, you can scoff at Oregon and their 90 uniforms, but that matters to kids.
The team president, went on with Rogan and Rodney at noon for damage control.
Exactly right.
If people liked the uni, I don't think he would feel like he'd have to stick his head out during the age of Cornavarius to talk about the making of a logo. I mean, this was so amazingly easy not to screw up.
Now it's just step one, though. We heard him say on that interview, this is step one. Step two is the uniforms. Let's reserve judgment. Remember, you don't have to buy this logo. You don't have to get this logo on the polo.
I could even not screw this up.
Why are people so resistant to just going with the old logo because it works?
It's going to look sweet.
I don't know if you guys have noticed, but the Dodgers uniforms, they haven't changed.
Yeah.
They have not changed.
Put the old logo.
They're great.
On a new kind of sweet garment.
There you go.
People are going to buy it.
Hey, we've partnered with Travis Matthew. You got some sweet polos with those sweet horns. Congratulations. Everybody wins. It's not hard.
Or Vans.
Speaking of buying it, where do I buy this stuff? You go on the Rams website. All it is talking about their great new colors and Rams Royal and Soul.
Get on down to Hades.
That's a fair point.
And you'll see them.
Wouldn't you put a link all over your social media? Like, buy now. Buy a hat. Get it now.
You would think.
Nothing.
If you're going to roll it out for all those people. Well, maybe they don't. Well, maybe.
Maybe it's all headed down to the children in Hades. I mean, I don't know.
Do not throw your Lane Kiffin shirts away. Bring them down to Hound Dogs. Mm-hmm. We'll give you 20% off of another shirt.
Okay.
And we're going to send all those shirts that you don't want, that you want to burn, to Hades to the children.
Oh, Hades. Okay.
You know, it's interesting. I was tweeted earlier in the day by the Rams Athletic beat writer Rich Hammond, who also got a special one-on-one with Demoff about the launch right when they did the launch, and he's a great guy, but he was like, you know, is this worse than when USC wore those cleats? You know, they weren't wearing the black cleats. It's like, well, that was Lane Kiffin just acting like a contrarian and trying to be an a-hole with the Ronald McDonald cleats and piss off the old guard that hated him. This is different. This is like a hayseed trying to put something together that they think looks cool in L.A. And it's not.
And that's why they had to put L.A. We're in L.A. We know. You went to the Super Bowl as the Los Angeles Rams. You're fine. You don't have to put the letters L.A. in
your
logo.
But I'm not sure. I don't know
don't
where the stadium is. And wasn't the Space Stadium supposed to look like the old logo? It's literally shaped like the old logo. So
not anymore.
Well, are they going to amend that?
There could be some retrofitting. I think it might take them a couple of years. Remember, by the way, in the NFL, you have to put in an application to rebrand 2 years in advance because they hate the idea of teams constantly rebranding and getting over on their fans and forcing them to buy new merch every single year.
So we heard this 2 years ago.
We gotta wait.
2 years ago, we heard, oh, don't worry. In 2 years, we're going to. And everybody thought the no-brainer was, yeah, just go back to the old school thing. Give us some freaking local pride. Have us remember Henry Ellard and those of us that remember Deacon Jones and the great Fred Dreyer.
It's not hard.
But now, what are we supposed to remember? What are we supposed to remember now? Joe Montana's Streetwalkers? What the hell?
As Bill Plaschke posted on Twitter, the clear advantage the Rams could always claim over the Chargers was historical ties with the L.A. community. A new logo that looks like the Chargers would appear to negate some of that advantage.
No doubt.
Perhaps it did.
Kroenke's gone mad. Logo mad. We'll be right back with more PMS. We got some Cornavarius talk next.
Petros and Money AM 570, LA Sports. Remember, every day we are giving you a chance to win a Ralph's gift card as you spend more time at home. Ralph's wants to remind you to download the Ralph's app. You can order your groceries online. We discussed it earlier. Ralph's delivered to the house. You can pick up as well at select stores. Help yourself out. Help your loved ones out. And keep that social distancing going. Ralph's wants to help you do that with that app. We're giving away those $50 gift cards all week long here.
But you can't win too many at the same time. You know, you can't win stuff like, you know, a certain amount of days apart on the radio because we want to save you from having 41 cards.
Well done. Well, there's a long setup, but sorry. It's a good payoff. Make sure you clip that and send it up
how
to
many,
Softy.
How many cards you got? 41 cards!
What did you do during the quarantine? What were you and the family? Did you play any games? Was there anything you did? Did you do work inside your house or outside in the... You know, my daughter goes to OSHA, and they're out for the rest of the year. She sings, and a lot of times if she rolls around town and wants to perform in front of people, I point out, you know, you're kind of like a...
Star!
I was thinking Bard, but...
Shakespeare's sort of like a rhyming... Like Bard! But when you're performing out there, you are kind of like a star.
Right?
I mean, you are, man.
I mean, come on.
Listen, man. We want you to know that Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse, located in Westfield Century City, is open for takeout, featuring 50% off wine, 10% off to go. Check out the menu at delfriscos.com, and you can purchase meat, Matt,
yes,
directly from Del Frisco's.
As a matter of fact, Del Frisco's.
You can get a beef box.
Com. I could. I'm still waiting, by the way. I believe, yes, today is the day.
I'm still waiting.
That it's supposed to ship. And as I.
Good for you.
As my wife was informed over the weekend by someone who does listen to the show that I have been...
Oh no. You got dimed out by a narc?
Got dimed out by a narc.
A PMS wife narc? Who was it? Tell me it was a wife. It wasn't a dude.
Oh, it was a wife. Oh, no, it was a wife.
Been a wife.
It was a wife.
If it was a dude, we'd have to Gomer Pyle him.
And no, it was a wife.
With the soap and the sock.
And all it did was force my wife to pull up the receipt from our butcherbox.com order and say, it's not for steaks... And like two pieces of chicken, okay? Look.
No, you told me. It's a bunch of meat.
Okay, it's a lot more. I was like, it just seems, I don't know.
When you were talking about it, I said you're going to have to cook extra and bring it to us.
As I said earlier, I'm getting yelled at for eating non-perishables. Why do you keep eating PB&J? Eat the perishables. I'm like, I can't take it. I just wanted a peanut butter jelly sandwich. That's all.
You know, like we discussed on
Friday. I'm sorry, there's more salads in there that I didn't eat.
This is right up the alley. Right down the D, because I was sent on a shopping whim by my wife during the age
my wife!
Of Cornavarius on Saturday. She got a text from one of her friends, I believe it was Tracy Kane.
Damn you, Tracy.
Who said, hey, the Trader Joe's isn't that bad or something. And she, of course, misunderstood the text, and it said the line's a half hour or something like that. But hey, whatever. So she wanted the following.
Spring into action.
As the list grew, meat, chicken, Trader Joe's light mac and cheese, which is a light blue box, a hummus, turkey corn dogs, I like those. Milk.
I added that one in there.
And Matt, it went just down exactly like you said. And I was freaking appalled. On the suggestion of Tracy Kane, I went to the Whole Foods in Golden Cove. And about a half hour, 20-minute line, which is fine.
Fine.
Hey.
We're all dealing with it.
It's fine.
Keep your 6 feet and we're good.
I got no problem. But like you said, you're supposed to be, and there's a freaking sign that says 6 feet apart. Now, I am not, in fact, I'm a little offended when people are like moving all far away from me when I'm walking around, or like, you know, like it's the Matrix, you know, 10 feet away from somebody. Sure. Or, you know, like freaking out, like handing somebody something and like, you know, they immediately go to the bathroom and wash their hands. It's like, oh, okay. I mean, we're all at work. We're all trying to use precaution. I have to try not to get offended. But there's this lady behind me who was like on me, like breathing.
Stop tailgating.
On, you know, half the people in line. So you're all screwed up because some people have gloves. Some people don't have gloves. Some people have gloves and a mask. Some people don't have anything.
Some people have a mask and it's like a neck warmer or something.
Right, yeah, that's like, what I...
Way to go.
Yeah, I had like a balaclava thing going with my shirt. But, you know, everybody's all different. But this lady is just out and about, right behind me in the line, talking on the phone with the phone on her neck, going, yeah, I'm in line. Mm-hmm. Yes, no, I don't know. Not too bad, you know. And like, I would try to like stay away from the people in front of me, but try to like creep up. And I was like testing it because I had time. Like every time I took like a half a step forward,
took a full step.
She was like right there. And it was upsetting. And finally, I just said, hey, go ahead. Just, you need to go in front of me. Go ahead. And she was, oh, thank you. She was clueless. Just went right ahead and just started getting up on the Asian dudes in front of me and just breathing on their necks, talking on the phone the whole time. And I was like, you know what? You suck. And then they were letting five people in at a time.
Oh, did you get clipped because of that
move?
Oh,
yeah. She was the fifth.
Oh.
And it's like, that's not even that bad, because then they let like 10 in after that. And the store was fine. But she was like, oh, I am five. Great. How lucky. Ah. And I was like, ah, yeah. I hated him so. I mean, I did. I can't remember hating somebody other than like a road rage incident or something so deeply. While shopping, a fellow shopper. And we're all supposed to be in this together. I mean, we're all supposed to be Americans. You hear Dr. Fauci's message, you know, we're supposed right. to take care of each other and all that. And I wanted I wanted pestilence on her. Anyway, and she was all over the Trader Joe's like a pestilence, moving all over the place, grabbing stuff, putting it back.
How hard is, like, I can't figure out how oblivious you have to be to your surroundings to not recognize, hey, this whole 6 feet thing, it has been beaten into the ground. Everybody around you is yeah. 6 feet apart except for you.
And I'm not your brother. Get off from behind me.
What are you doing?
I don't remember
How
being...
How clueless can you be?
So infuriated with a fellow shopper in my recent memory. Shame on you, lady at the Golden Cove Trader Joe's.
A second.
Shame.
Shame on you, man with the pizza box at the Whole Foods. Shame everybody. Send him to the text.
Every time I
put him
took
to the Twitter.
A half a step, I almost wanted to record it and be like, this lady is awful.
Back off!
Yeah, but then I'd be like John Rocker, you know?
Well, I mean, look, we all have to have our cause célèbre, right, at the grocery store. Maybe we pause on returning the carts for keep your distance.
Well, you know, it's like, look,
keep
I'm not...
Keep your distance.
I'm not going to be like, hey... 7 feet, you know, I go one past six, you know, I'm not that guy,
right.
But it's like she was clearly
on you.
Like, it was just like, it was crazy. And every time I moved up, it was like we were going to go on Mr. Toad's.
At Ralph's in Burbank, where I go, they actually put blue tape on the ground every 6 feet where your cart is supposed to be.
Ooh.
And then X as far as where you should stand. That way there's
well,
no confusion.
Well, you see the people swarming around like flies on a corpse. You go like, well, what's over there? Oh, of course, the meat's over there. Oh, what's over there? The remnants of the bath tissue,
right.
You know, that was torn to pieces by a werewolf at 6 a.m. My God. But I was heartened, Matt. And I'm sure you share these sentiments because you're much more civic-minded than myself. But I was heartened by all the hard work the people I saw over the weekend were doing. I mean, beyond the medical professionals, obviously, who are very much heroes. And you know what? I think it's wrong. Some lady in my neighborhood, like, posted a photo without knowing, like, of a bunch of doctors and nurses holding up signs.
Right.
And that dude in the big puzzo was crouched down on the side, and she just posted it, not knowing. And he was like, with his puzzo out, she was like, oh, no, God, no.
You fell for it,
sweetheart. The best is I saw him on the top of a Blanton's bottle. And somebody by the ex-players, you know, now there's all these text chains of all these people you know because they're bored, right? So they're, like, reaching out. Like, there's ex-USC football players. And it's all it is the guy with the puzzo.
Yeah.
That's all it is. And there was one with a video where somebody was, like, videotaping themselves in the kitchen, and then they go to the coffee maker, and it's making coffee. But the coffee's coming out of that dude's boots.
I like the, was it Melly D that posted the Go-Go's water skiing?
Yeah, when he's
on top of the pyramid. It's so good.
But I do have to say, you know, the people working at the market, you know, they're working hard, they're restocking, they're shipping. It's a confusing time, and we all want to be back at work, but some people are really going above and beyond. Like the people at Starbucks, you know, there's a freaking line that goes around the corner all day, and they're just there banging it out all day, and they don't have the option of being like, I can't go out, I can't be, I don't want to be around anybody. It's right. Like, well, yeah, they don't have that option. A lot of people don't. A lot of people wish they were working, you know?
Sure, you're so lucky you get to get out of the house and you get to go to work. But yeah, it's kind of hard to do a radio show from the house. I guess we could, but it's a lot better being in the same room.
We could try.
We could, and maybe we will. But as it stands right now, we're the only ones here.
No, we're here. Matt successfully pressured the government to really to put a big lien on iHeartMedia.
What do we always say?
We even got the other show kicked out.
So many people are paying attention to national politics, and we say, hey, local politics is what makes your world go round.
See that guy in Florida get geeked?
Oh, yeah.
That guy was awesome.
Hard.
Oh, F you, mayor.
Hard.
F you, crazy-looking principal mayor.
Hard.
I mean, I don't even know what happened, but I'm on the black guy's side.
100%.
A big thanks to all the register jockeys out there that are doing it so hard so we can feed our families and buy booze, which is obviously very deeply essential. Booze and lube and food for the family. Yeah, you got to have lube.
Well, yeah. I mean, you want to dry out.
Come on, guys. You got to moisturize it every day.
Exactly right.
Come on. Are we talking about being healthy or not? I thought we were talking about being healthy. This was a segment we talked about being healthy in the Cornavari.
I mean, if you're using more, maybe it's water-based.
Come on,
it doesn't have to be petroleum-based. You know,
it doesn't have to be. Unless some people don't like alcohol.
You know, make sure.
That'll dry you out worse in the end.
Why are you putting lube all over your hands? It's got alcohol in it.
Why not?
That's all I got left, man. You try to get a bottle of rubbing alcohol these days, it's impossible.
Why do you keep dropping your beer?
It's got 10% of rubbing alcohol. I mean...
Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app, AM 570, The Petros and Money Show. David Vesse will join us at 7 o'clock with Dodger Talk, and he'll take you all the way till 8. You know, I feel like Dodger Talk might be expanding.